So children at Liebrook Elementary School in Eau Claire were thrilled yesterday when they received a very special guest from a former student.
Oh, really?
Who has now gone on to become a famous radio morning show host.
Really famous?
Famous. He came and read the true story of the three little pigs to the classroom for March Reading Month as the mystery reader.
Oh, cool.
There are pictures on Facebook and the kids look delighted. I kind of think maybe you might have a personal connection to the story, Johnny.
I think maybe I might. I went to Liebrook Elementary School.
And did you make a visit to Liebrook Elementary School yesterday?
You know, when I think about it now, I'm pretty sure I did.
And did you bring a book with you?
I did.
And
I think I brought that same book.
Uh-huh. So it's you, Johnny.
I don't know who the famous person was.
It's you.
I didn't see that person there.
Okay, well, the semi-local famous radio show personality.
Just former student thing. But no, it was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with Miss Wrigler's class, and the kids were great.
Yeah.
They were well-behaved. They were really funny. They loved the story. At least I think they did. They act like they did.
Did they, like, smile and cheer?
Yeah. So, but it was a great book. If you've never read The True Story of the Three Little Pigs, it's a good one.
You know, I love reading to little kids, especially, like, first and second grade classrooms. They think everything, like, it's so easy to hit them with a punchline.
Right.
They think it's hilarious.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Any voices you do, they think are hilarious. Like, they're very easily entertained. So it's very rewarding.
There was even at one point where I was like, yeah, this pig, he built his house out of straw. Who would do such a thing? And there was one kid that was like, I would. Why not? It's a good idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, it was a happy headline because it was you getting to go back to your own.
Yeah, it was really cool. This is the first time I've been there in like probably at least 12 years.
Yeah.
I felt really big because
and the desks are really small.
The place is a lot smaller than I thought it was.
Yeah, you always think it was, you always think it was big and then you go back and.
Yeah, but it was wonderful. And it's a wonderful thing that Mrs. Wrigler's doing with having mystery readers all throughout March Reading Month, which is a great idea. And it gives the kids a little surprise every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
and I'm sure, you know, anyone who might want to spend some time doing something important in their community, I know that teachers really enjoy having people come in to read. So that's one option.
It's a lot of fun, but that's a happy headline for today.